Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Today's show is being sponsored by Once Upon a Time Travel Agency. Jim, Kim, and their staff are all Disney-trained travel agents who are able to make sure you get the best deals for whatever Disney destination you might have in mind. From Florida to California, France, Japan, or even a cruise, they will plan everything with you and then book it. And I save the best for last. The cost of the service is free, so stop by their page on Facebook or give them a call at 504-304-4904 and start planning your trip right now. If you mention that you heard them on our show, you will get a park touring guidebook of your choice when you book your trip. Once Upon a Time Travel, they make your Disney vacation magical.
Hello and welcome to show number 42 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is Ed, and on this week's show, we bring you another show of Sounds from the Park. We thought, let's give our listeners a rest from our voices and give you something you really want to listen to as Disney nerds, sound clips from the parks. As always, I'm going to keep quiet right now and let you guess what each one of these are, and at the end of the show, I'll go through a list of each one. So, headphones on, and here we go. Enjoy.
Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Hollywood, 1939. Amid the glitz and the glitter of a bustling young movie town at the height of its golden age, the Hollywood Tower Hotel was a star in its own right, a beacon for the show business elite. Now, something is about to happen that will change all that. Like the one we have just witnessed. Tonight's story on the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. This, as you may recognize, is a maintenance service elevator, still in operation, waiting for you. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star, and this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone.
We're excited. It's your first day of school, you know. We're ready to learn, to get some knowledge. Now, what's the one thing we remember before we head out from here?
The ocean's not safe, so we have to check if the coast is clear.
Right! We go out, then back in. And then we go out, and then back in. And one more time, out. Back in. And sometimes, if you want to do it four times.
Come on!
Okay.
Hey, Dad, wouldn't it be cool if I meet you next night?
No.
Warning to fish land, but they have
I don't think so.
Can you believe there are so many things? The big blue world. I'm gonna go explore.
No.
Waiting for me!
That's what I'm afraid of.
Do you know how old sea turtles are?
Sea turtles? Oh, I don't know.
Sandy Plankton, they live to be 100.
Well, if I ever meet one, I'll ask.
Me too. Maybe we sea turtle. And the shark!
I know you're excited, but let's take a little pause. Sharks are not our friends, Nemo. Haven't you seen Jaws? You don't want to meet a swordfish. You don't want to meet a whale.
I want to meet a whale.
You need me around to watch your tail. In a big blue world, you're just a little fish. In a big blue world, you'll be seen as a tasty dish.
No.
You mean so much to me. I don't know what I would do in this big blue world if something should happen to you.
Don't worry, Dad, I'll be okay.
I'm scared you'll end up as a clownfish fillet. We could turn right around. We could wait one more year.
Don't be so boring, Dad!
Texas deck is a young cub that goes by the name of Sam Clemens. Hey, he's marking his 100th voyage down the river today, but nary a calamity on his watch so far. Sam knows this river like his own backyard. Sam, tell our guest everything you know about this river.
Well, now, I always figure it is better to keep your mouth shut and appear stupid than to open it and remove all doubt. But I will tell you this. I love this river more than anything else. I've loved this river even from the time I was a toddler back in Missouri. Before we get too much further out of port, I think I should mention that you better not be sitting on those handrails. They're the only thing between you and the river, and the river don't always take kindly to uninvited guests. We've also had reports of river pirates operating in the vicinity, so I wouldn't lean out beyond those rails for that reason either. Now, for those of you on the port side, that river town we're passing is frontier land. A few years back, it was no more than a boom town carved out of the wilderness by a handful of settlers looking to start a new life. Today, gentility and decorum are running rampant. Oh, it still has its share of footloose trappers, keelboaters, prospectors, and an Indian or two. But mostly, it's flush times and well on its way to becoming a fine big city. Frontierland reminds me some of my own hometown, Hannibal. It takes me back to when I was a barefoot boy growing up alongside the riverbanks. You know, it seems to me that when I was younger, I could remember everything, whether it happened or not. But as I grow older, I seem to remember only the things that never happened at all. See that peak just beyond the outskirts of Frontierland? That's Chickapin Hill, or at least it used to be. Dam burst a few years back, and folks been calling it Splash Mountain ever since. Some have even taken to riding hollowed-out logs over the big fall. Seems far-fetched, I know, but it's the truth. All my life, it seems I never could tell a lie that anybody would doubt, nor a truth that anybody would believe. But believe me when I tell you, truth is the most valuable thing we have. So I make sure I only use it for water. Across the way, on the starboard side, was my stomping grounds when I was young. exceedingly young, marvelously young, young by hundreds of years, younger than I will ever be again. It's called Tom Sawyer's Island, and is named for a friend from my boyhood. Even today, the only way you can get there is by raft. Old Man Harper's grain mill is there, back in the woods just off Tom's Landing. And that's Muck Potter's pond and his windmill. We almost came, Huck. And there's Huck's Landing. I always did like Huck. You could swear, just wonderful. He and Tom and I spent most of our wild and reckless youth exploring that island. Lots of game, lots of adventure, if you know where to look. And we all knew where to look. And that's Superstition Bridge. It connects the big island to the little one. And if you follow the Wilderness Trail there, it'll lead you right up to the gates of Fort Langhorne. It's the last trading outpost before we head into Indian country. Mountain poking up in the sky over there. The Indians made it that because of the sound the falls used to make when the big rains came. Then the miners and prospectors and get-rich-quick speculators showed up, and the name stuck because of the sound of blasting powder blowing off every few minutes. There's not so much blasting these days. Ghost stories about a runaway mine train loaded down with simple-hearted, terror-filled folks like you. Well, I'll be. Look who's jumping out of the bayou. Off the port, Captain. It's Beacon Joe.
Old Beacon's been marking this river for longer than I can remember. Every time the river cuts a new channel, Old Beacon puts out a marker to let us know whether it's safe to travel or not. However, Sam here has been bragging that if Bush gave a shot, he can navigate the Liberty Bell on a heavy duty. Isn't that so, Sam?
Well, I was born humble, Captain, but mostly it's worn off. Captain, Indian Village to port.
Now that's something you don't see much out this way. That's an Algonquin Indian village. Looks to be from the Powhatan tribe. And usually they stay further east. I've seen the Seminole and Miami just far west. And of course Shoshone, Blackfeet, and Pearl, but I've never seen Algonquins out here.
Lots of game out this way. I've seen moose and deer and plenty of other critters along the shoreline.
Could be why the Powhatans are out this far. Yeah. Just following the food trail. That other village off to port has been here a while. Most of the Indians along the river don't quite know what to make of our steamboat. And they call it Penelope, which means fire canoe, because of the smoke and sparks pouring out of our top stack. The first time we passed this way, they thought it was the return of one of their heavenly messengers. And they said our riverboat was a comet of the sun.
Attention deck, watch.
Attention
deck, watch. If you folks on deck look past the trees on the island, that's Fort Langhorne.
Most of these old forts started out as trading posts. Then as settlers started heading west, the army came in and took them over. My feeling is, these days, there's a lot less frontier and a lot more civilization than is truly necessary. Liegeman, give me a death greeting. Sing out.
By the bar, halfway.
Comfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators, you may exit the flight training area now. Ask a uniformed crew member for directions.
Congratulations, team. You've been selected to train for an elite mission, the first mission to Mars. Robotic teams have already established your landing site here at the North Polar Cap. Your mission is to get to that site. Your flight path to Mars will take you around the moon for a lunar gravity assist. But even with that slingshot assist, your trip will take 3 months, so we'll have to put you into hypersleep. Don't worry, it'll only seem like a second or two to you. I'll give you a wake-up call when you get to Mars.
D-minus 3 minutes and counting.
Okay, now listen up. Here are your assignments. Navigator, you'll fire the thrusters for
That's
lunar orbit insertion and for descent to the surface of Mars. Pilot, on my signal,
Hope's
I'll
need
to trigger the second stage rocket and also deploy the shields. Commander, you'll be responsible
I'm the commander.
For the first stage separation and activating manual control for landing. Engineer, when it's bedtime,
and Leslie's the engineer.
We'll activate hypersleep.
She puts us to
we'll
sleep.
Also extend the wings for landing. Don't worry. When it's time to push the buttons, they'll light up, then I'll give you the go. One last thing. In the event of an emergency landing, there are control sticks in every crew position. Okay, Lieutenant. Any final instructions for the new kids?
When the flight bay doors open, follow the markings on the floor to your capsule. Then move all the way across, taking your crew positions in the cockpit. And stow all personal items in the compartment in front of you. Then reach up and pull down your restraint. They're all yours, Capcom.
Well, I guess that's everything. Good luck, Mars team. You are on the clock.
Hold for final checkout. Flight control, what is your status? All traders ready for team ingress.
Attention, trainees. Follow the markings on the floor to your X2 trainer and begin boarding now.
Okay,
store personal items in the cupboard and in front of you. Then reach up and pull down on the restraint.
Warning. Instrument panel closing. Space sickness bags are located on the instrument panel.
Did you see the static disappear with the nod?
Did you see the head of Mickey's daddy?
No.
Look at the sides. The top.
Surgeon, how are we doing?
No. See the big screen?
Commander, everything's A-OK.
Yes, I do. Oh, there are hidden Mickeys. There's hidden Mickeys on the center silver screen before it opens up. Very cool. Finally, the air goes up.
Good luck, team. All of us here at Mission Control are proud to be a part of this historic liftoff.
Here we go.
First mission to Mars.
Mission Control, this is the fire team. Give us the go, no, go for launch.
Proximity alert.
Pilot, deploy the shield now.
then. Now!
Rocket fired.
Whee!
200 miles to planet surface.
Engineer, extend wings for gliding now.
Respect every living thing, because we are all connected in the great circle of life.
Simba, but you know, on you the wet look doesn't look so bad. Up, Pumba. To the left. Now the other way. You're a genius.
What's with all the construction?
Well, your royalishness, we are developing Hakuna Matata Lakeside Village.
No problems, no worries, home of the good life.
Phase one, we've dammed the stream to create the biggest lake on the savannah.
But guys, the animals downstream need water, too.
Hey, if they need water, they can move to Hakuna Matata Village.
I think I'd better tell you a story about another creature who's a lot like you.
You mean perfect? Hot, ripped, and buffed?
No. I mean a creature who sometimes forgets how everything is connected in the great circle of life.
Humans!
We are nothing like them.
Oh, really? Well, you may be more like them than you think. You see, a long time ago, their numbers were small, and they lived in harmony with
the great circle of life?
That's right.
Always have to be the teacher's pig, eh, Pumba?
The point is, they only took what they needed from nature to survive. So they fished, they hunted,
they plowed.
The simple life.
The problem is, it didn't stay simple. You see, over time, more and more people lived on the land.
Jeez, looks like the waterhole at Happy Hour.
Yeah, well, with all those new mouths to feed, they needed more food.
Yummy!
Brainstorm! We'll build a chain of restaurants!
Bugs in a bun! Charcoal grub burgers with the secret sauce!
What's the secret sauce?
It's a secret.
Check it out, Pumba!
What's that?
Well, with more people, they needed more space.
Great idea! We'll go multi-level, condo maximum. Pumba, take a memo!
Right! What's a memo?
You're fired!
Who cares? Look at the lights!
Yeah, but to get all that, Pumba, they needed more power.
Bright lights for the nightlight.
Illuminating! Wow!
Up, up, and away! Go, go, go!
But guys, it's not just about having more and more of everything.
Sure it is, and that's our motto. More, more, more!
Of the good light!
The good life can come at a price. You see, the ways some people made their lives better had consequences they never expected. Some of the people made...
Megabucks!
No, they messed up parts of the land. And some of the water got...
Bottled and sold in the finest bistros?
No, it got polluted.
Gross!
And even the air was becoming...
Filled with happy tourists all flying to Hakuna Matata all-electric lakeside disco village! Oh, Pumba! We'll hit the big time!
Listen up.
Okay.
Good, because this is what can happen... We forget just how important the circle of life is to us all.
Everybody was okay with this?
No, Timon. They weren't okay with this. And once they realized what was happening, they started to do something about it. everybody can make a difference. And together, they can make a huge difference. Some of the animals that were almost lost forever are now safe and returning. People have started cleaning up the water for the plants and animals, and for themselves.
Ah, that looks refreshing.
Frankly, I prefer muck.
Oh, then you'll love this.
Ooh, now that looks refreshing.
What a pig.
In treatment plants, water is cleaned and recycled. And recycling things that once were thrown away cuts pollution and saves energy. Plus, with more and more people sharing rides, the air in some places has improved.
Unless you're standing downwind of Pumba. Hey!
For the future, they're looking for cleaner ways to power their world. Like with energy from the sun. And even the wind. Now people know that they can't just take from the land, and they're starting to give something back. They're finding new ways to grow food without harming the environment or themselves. They're finally realizing how important all the different kinds of plants and animals are to the health of the planet. And they're studying the world's creatures so they can protect them better. As they try to get back in touch with the great circle of life.
Wait a minute. They are studying us?
Yep.
They want to protect us!
Well, I want to protect them!
Me too, I'm packed and ready!
Wait, where are you going?
We're gonna help those guys!
They need it!
Aren't you forgetting something? Lunch? Guess again.
Oh, I get it.
You get it?
I get it.
What do you get?
What Simba's saying is, making the world a better place starts in your own backyard.
You got it.
Pumba?
Timon?
It's time to take
charge!
Hakuna Matata All Ecological Family Village Resort.
And Hogwallow?
That's my pick.
Well, that's it for show number 42. We hope you liked listening to this one as much as we like making it. We really like these sound clip shows because even though you can find a lot of this music out there, either on albums or on the internet, that don't have the crowd noise in them, I think the crowd noise really brings you back to the park, and that makes it so much more fun. For those keeping track, the sound clips in order were, first, the Tower of Terror pre-show, the opening song from Nemo over in Animal Kingdom, the next clip was from the Liberty Bell, and that wasn't the entire ride, but it was the majority of it, and at the end of that clip, you'll hear the horns going off back and forth. Well, that basically is the whistles between the train and the steamboat. They were passing each other on the back part of the river, and the tracks are pretty close to the river, and you can see the train going by. So the pilot and the train engineer were having a little game. The next clip was Stitch's pre-show, which is always funny. And the next one was Mission Space. Now, the clips come from the different co-hosts on the show, and this one came from my family, and you'll hear us talking a little bit as we're going on in the audio. The next clip was Circle of Life, and the final clip was the beginning part of Illuminations. I really love how the person at the beginning there blows out all the torches, and then the music starts. I think it's a really, really cool opening. Well, we hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions, or if you have any suggestions for future shows, please email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. For the rest of the cast of the show, this is Ed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Kungaloosh!
Disney Nerds Podcast.
We love you.
Disney Nerds Podcast.
We love you.
Disney Nerds Podcast.
It's true.
Disney Nerds Podcast.
We love you.
Thank you so very, very much. Have a great night. All the best to everybody.